Well, good afternoon. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Evan Bray. Great to have you here and just in time for a great chat about a new book that is about to hit the bookshelves in a bookstore near you from a Canadian author who I'm excited to chat with. Anthony Badulka is a well-known Saskatchewan author, and this fella has been shortlisted and won so many different awards. Crime Writers of Canada Awards of Excellence, Saskatchewan Book Awards, a Relit Award, a Lambda Literary Award. In fact, Flight of Aquavit was awarded the Lambda Literary Award for Best Men's Mystery, making him the first Canadian to win in that category. Won an Independent Publisher Book Award, Gold Medalist 2023, Canada West Best Overall Fiction Novel. This guy's the real deal, and he's on the show. Anthony, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks, Evan. I'm happy to be here with you.
And you and I chatted briefly off air before you joined me, and we have a couple of things in common. Number one, we both changed our careers partway through our life. You used to be an accountant, correct?
Yes, that's right. I was a CPA with Ernst & Young here in Saskatoon. I was in that career for over a decade before I became a full-time writer.
Good for you. It's scary to make that leap, or was it absolutely you knew in your mind it was the right thing to do?
You know, I think it was both. It certainly was scary leaving the stability of that type of career. But when you're following passion, I think you become brave.
Yeah.
And I knew I really wanted to do it, at least give it a try. And the nice thing about having that other career, I had something to fall back on if it didn't work out. But, you know, luckily for me, it worked out beautifully.
Well, different from you, I will not be going back to policing. If my radio career doesn't work out, I don't know. I'm not probably not writing books either. I also noticed you art collector, you're a foodie, a dog owner. What kind of dog do you have?
Yeah, I've got one very old Labradoodle and then two pups, recent pups, and I bet it's a breed you may not have heard of. They are Legato Romagnolo.
You are right. I have not. Tell me about those little guys.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a mouthful. It's almost embarrassing because, of course, you know, when people see puppies, they say, what kind of dog is it? And you have to say, they're Legato Romagnolo. And it's an old Italian breed that's been around for a long time that had kind of almost died out but has started to become more popular. They're kind of a smaller version of a Labradoodle. Mm. They're great dogs.
Good stuff, Anthony. Well, Anthony Badulka is my guest, a Canadian author, a new book from Sweetgrass Bridge. We're going to get to that in a second. But as I was preparing for this and looking through some of the reviews that I've seen about you, it's very consistent. People talk about how you write in an untraditional way and often featuring Saskatchewan and your Saskatchewan roots throughout your stories. How does that manifest itself? And is that intentional?
Yeah, you know, Evan, one of my big goals as a writer is to write about people and places that maybe a lot of readers haven't met before in contemporary crime fiction. So certainly that, you know, Saskatchewan really is something that I think there needs to be more of in crime fiction and really any sort of genre fiction. And even with the underrepresented characters, you know, in this book I have out now, I mean, we've got, you know, characters from the LGBTQ community. We have Indigenous characters. We have Ukrainians. You know, there's a lot of different communities that I think make up what's so great about Saskatchewan. And I'm in a position where I can tell those stories.
That's so awesome. You know, I'm curious, Anthony, what it's like to write a series. Like a lot of people write a book and are authors of a book, but how do you approach it differently if you know what you're writing is actually going to be book one of three, for example? This one that you're writing is part of a series.
Yes. This is the second book in what will be a trilogy. You're right. There are different challenges with writing in a series. And to me, I also have an 8-book series called the Russell Quant Mystery Series. And what I learned from writing those books is that you have to, at the start, really think about the characters that you want to populate those books, because you may be living with them for a decade or more. So they have to interest you as much as they interest the readers. And really just kind of thinking about how a world can expand. When you write one book, it, you know, maybe 300 pages, but if you're writing a series, it can go on for many books, and you don't want to get bored and you don't want your readers to get bored. So it takes some thought.
I think that's funny how you put that, Anthony. Appropriate that you really have to make sure that it's someone you can live with for a long period of time. It's like picking a life partner almost.
You're exactly right.
Anthony Bedelka is my guest, Canadian author of From Sweetgrass Bridge. So tell us a little bit about this book.
Yes, well, From Sweetgrass Bridge, like I said, second in a trilogy, these books are, you know, at their core, they are mystery novels. At their heart, though, they are the tale of the main character by the name of Mary Bell, who is the lead PI. And Mary is someone who left Saskatchewan as a teenager, you know, ended up in Vancouver where she struggled, started her transition process. That's where she learned to be a private detective. But as life sometimes does, she ends up having her butt kicked and ends up having to go back home to Saskatchewan. So this book is where, you know, we pick up, she's been struggling, you know, when she came back, she was, you know, flat broke, maybe a little broken. And here she finally has a really big case, which is the case of Dustin Thompson, who is the Saskatchewan Rough Riders first Indigenous and Saskatchewan born lead quarterback. And he goes missing and her family hires her to find him.
Interesting. I love how you bring the elements together like that of our province. And it's been said many times that although you are writing crime novels, you often will bring humor into it, or at least address and explore issues in a humorous way. Is that just your nature?
I think it's partly my nature. It's also how I can get through the process of writing mysteries, because mysteries, you know, at their basic form, you can be dealing with some pretty serious things. And I like to approach my books the way I approach my life, where there's got to be balance between the serious and the humorous. And that's the kind of books I like to read, where, you know, you might go down a dark path, but every so often there's some relief from humor. And I think from a reader perspective, that's a nice way to get yourself through a book that can otherwise be tough to get through. And I also kind of think it's sort of the Saskatchewan nature that we are, you know, we're tough people and sometimes there's tough times, but we're also a humorous, good-natured type of people. So I like to reflect that.
Anthony Bedelka is my guest, Canadian author, and doing a book launch tonight of the book From Sweetgrass Bridge, which is second in a trilogy. Do you already know what book three is going to be about? Are you working on it?
Actually, the book is finished. It's going to be called Home Fires Burn, and it will come out June of next year.
Oh, good stuff. That's good. We're looking forward to that. So I'm curious, your launch tonight, you've picked a unique location for it.
Yes, I certainly did. I'm excited about it. So we're going to be at the High Up Above Ballrooms in Staybridge Suites, College Drive in Saskatoon. And the reason I selected that is that venue has an incredible view of Griffith Stadium, where, of course, we know some certain football players have spent some time. So it's a really nice tie to the book.
So people want to show up for that. Where should they be? What time? Those types of things.
Yes. So the doors are going to open at 6:45. The presentation is going to begin at 7:30. So between 6:45 and 7:30, just join us. We've got some food. We've got some drink. You might even be able to get a temporary Saskatchewan Rough Rider tattoo. It's going to be a fun night, and everyone is welcome.
When you're writing fictional true crime or crime stories like you do, where do the inspirations come for that? Is that a tough question? Is that a fair question?
it's certainly both. I think my inspiration really comes from just everyday activities, watching people, reading the news, listening to good shows like the Evan Bray Show.
Hey, you know, little I wish I had a quarter.
Little things just sort of twig in the back of my head and they sit there until I'm sitting down and writing a book. And it's just, I think this is now my 14th book, Evan. And I think if you look at any of the books, the inspiration for any of them can really be found in my experiences, and whether it's travel or collecting art, as you said, or just living in this province, there's always little bits and pieces that I can
Right. No, that's great. Well, Anthony, thank you so much for giving us a little time today. I hope the book launch goes great tonight in Saskatoon. Oh, I think we lost Anthony. Right at the end, we clipped out. But hey, we had a good chat there. I appreciated him coming by. And Anthony Bedulka, Canadian author, and the newest book from Sweetgrass Bridge, which is being released tonight. And and of course, that is book two of a three-series trilogy. And you can check that out at the book launch tonight, or get it in anywhere that you buy your reading material. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.